This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
CBS Sports, Evan Washburn, who not only does stuff for the NFL, because that's where I've heard and seen him before, but he's doing the games tonight. He's going to be down there tonight for Indy, for Houston, Purdue, and Kentucky, Tennessee. How you doing today, Evan?
Doing well, guys. Good to be with you.
All right, right off the bat, Houston-Purdue. Houston's one of the better one seeds. They've been pretty good all year. But Purdue, this is the craziest stat I think I've seen, is Purdue, I believe, is the only team that recruited all five of their starters in this tournament.
Ooh.
Yeah, they are homegrown. Honestly, Houston has a lot of that as well. I mean, they do have a transfer they brought in from Oklahoma that's a starter. But what I love about this matchup is it's two programs that amidst the transfer portal world and NIL world, I mean, Purdue's the standard if that's what you're looking at, but also Houston in kind of continuing to have sort of a culture within their program where guys come in as freshmen and work their way up. So it's a bit of a throwback in that way.
Evan Washburn, CBS Sports, hanging out with us. He's working March Madness tournament, all the craziness. I do want to get to more actual team questions. I know you've been around Purdue a ton during this tournament. You've gotten to know some of those people. But I'm sitting here kind of looking at some of your highlights on your Twitter feed, the coaches you've been able to talk to, the Calipari's, the Patino's. You work a lot of sporting events. You've been around for a while. You've worked a ton of NFL stuff. You do it all. Is March Madness your favorite event? I'm just looking at some of the people you get to talk to, man, and how cool of a job that must be.
It's a great question. I don't know if it's my favorite event. It's a thing I appreciate most because of how unique it is for me and just in general, because I often describe March Madness and just basketball for me in general. It's a 4 to 5 week sprint. So I'll start with a couple conference tournaments and then do the first 2 weeks of the tournament. And it ends up being, I did the math the other day, it'll be 19 games over the course of 18 or 19 days. So it's just so many basketball games, so many practices, so many interactions with players and coaches, and to your point, some of the biggest coaches in the game. So I love that. I don't know if I could sustain it for 6 months or 9 months, and that's what I love about the NFL. The rhythm of it, the schedule lends itself more to what I would describe as a realistic lifestyle, but this is an incredibly exciting time, and especially when you're done. So Sunday evening when we wrap up here in Indy, you kind of, the dust settles and your brain starts to re-engage with society and you go, wow, that was a pretty wild few weeks.
Evan, it's kind of weird when you see Kentucky play and they don't have John Calipari on the sidelines. It's just something we haven't seen in a while. Mark Pope obviously took over. I think the other thing is weird to me is seeing Tennessee as the favorite over Kentucky. How important is Chaz Lanier for Tennessee to beat Kentucky tonight?
He's huge. I mean, he is the Dalton Connect of 2025, and their ability to bring in this within the transfer world, one player from, I wouldn't even call it a mid-major. I mean, I'd call it almost a low mid-major in North Florida and have this type of season similar to what Dalton Connect did when he came from Northern Colorado. And his ability to shoot the ball is special. They're going to need that. That was an issue in the first two meetings with Kentucky. One, they had a tough time defending the Wildcats, but they also didn't shoot the ball well. So, yes, Chaz Lanier will be huge in this game.
Evan, I want to ask you, too, about both these games that you'll be on the call for tonight. Kentucky-Tennessee, Purdue-Houston. Take the seeding out of it, what you've learned. And I know you've been around, like I said, you've been around Purdue a lot this tournament. What you've learned from these four teams. Take the seeding out of it. Who of these four teams can actually make a run and win a national title?
Oh, Houston for sure. Houston's different, fellas. I mean, you just go to their practices. I've never been around a team, or I should say I'll just be specific to the last 4 weeks. I haven't been around a team in the last 4 weeks, and I mentioned how many games it'll end up being, that has as much juice, energy, intensity just at a practice. I mean, it is loud. It is physical. They bring it, and you see that when you watch their games. They look different on TV. They look different in person. You can almost feel their style if you're close to the court, and now they can shoot, and that's just different than what Houston teams have been in the past. They're healthy. They've had to always overcome injuries, it appears, in previous runs here in March. They're making their sixth Sweet 16. So, look, Houston's everything you need to win this tournament. I think Purdue, they're going to be challenged by that style. They have the best point guard, arguably, in the country in Braden Smith. And that's, to me, the most exciting thing to watch in that second game tonight, just how he's able to handle all that's thrown at him defensively from Houston. His usage rate is through the roof. He's only been on the bench for, I think it's 32 seconds in the postseason. That includes the Big Ten tournament. So that the game within the game there is wild. And then with Tennessee and Kentucky, we touched on it. They're super familiar with each other, same conference, played each other twice. Kentucky won both games. I think Tennessee comes into this one with a bit of an edge because they're known, like Houston, for their defense. And defensively, Kentucky shot the ball better in both games than any other team did this season. So how they do in round three in that department's really, I think, going to be the game or the decider in that game.
CBS Sports' Evan Washburn not only doing the NCAA tournament, but he covers the NFL, and I kind of want to switch gears if we can. And I don't want to get down this whole road of Kirk Cousins, but Cleveland.
But I'm going to.
Well, I'm not going to. I'm going to leave it. I'm going to let you take us where you want to go. Cleveland is in a little bit of a different situation. They obviously have this Watson situation. He's not going to play seemingly this year with having to have the Achilles reworked on for the second time, right? In like a 3 month span. But they have Abdul Carter up there. They went to dinner with him. They're also going to meet with Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders and have private workouts. What do you think they end up kind of doing in what you've heard with the, not only the draft but the quarterback situation? Because a lot of people here in this city are banking on that being what happens with Cousins after the draft. I'm not so sold on that.
Yeah, I keep thinking of that scene, and I don't know if your viewers or listeners are too young, but like that scene in Braveheart when Mel Gibson's saying, hold, like they're just holding. They're waiting. And that's hard for fans and us on this side of it to deal with because we want resolution. We want clarity. And I just don't think that seems to be something that front office, that organization right now in Atlanta is interested in doing because they view it as a situation, while it's wild when you look at the salary disparity, all those things, the money owed, that they're better off holding what they have in Kirk Cousins until, one, a team, whether it's Cleveland, whoever, is desperate, and then they can take advantage. And I kind of respect that. I think patience is not rewarded as much or celebrated, I should say, from those of us on the outside because it's not as interesting to talk about, but that's kind of how I view it. I mean, to me, and look, I'm like trying to stay engaged in football and draft and all those things while I'm trying to remember names and numbers of all these rosters and teams that I didn't watch all season long. But it seems like Cam Ward's going to Tennessee. That seems to be a consensus. And then the Shador thing, I don't know. It's something about Shador in Cleveland doesn't seem to add up. So I do think that if they're thinking, all right, well, we've got Kirk is something we can try and attain down the road after the draft, this being Cleveland, then that would make some sense. And obviously all the things you guys know and his relationship with Stefanski and all those kind of things lining up well.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hanging out here with Evan Washburn on the morning shift. He works all things CBS Sports, including the tournament games tonight. Evan, I want to stay with football, but I'm going to ask you kind of more of a professional question. A friend of our show, one of our guests we have on all the time is Charles Davis. It was kind of announced, it was announced, I guess, earlier in the week or last week that he's going to be the lead college football analyst now. Moving forward, I guess, for CBS, I love Charles Davis. We love having him on the show. Talk about kind of the future with Charles Davis at the helm there in that booth.
So excited for CD, and you guys are right. And what I love to say is that everything that he presents, whether it's on your show or when you guys are hanging and talking, that's who he is. I mean, like, he is as genuine a dude and as good as they come. And I think I learned so much in terms of preparation and commitment to the craft from him over the course of the 4 years, I guess it was four, maybe five seasons that we worked together. And the fact that he's going to be able to bring that to the college game and be the lead. And look, I think that stuff, it is what it is, whether you're on the A crew, B crew. I try not to spend too much time on it, but there is something to it that he gets to be the lead guy. So I'm super thrilled for him. I think it's going to be awesome. And I'm just excited that he gets this as a guy who's been doing it for a while, and now he's got this whole new chapter that he can embark on, which in our business, as you guys know, what you hope for is longevity, and now CD is going to continue that run.
Well, you couldn't say it better. That's absolutely spot on about CD from my experiences. Hey, have you hit up St. Elmo yet?
It's funny. A couple guys went there last night, but again, and I hate to sound like a dork, but I'm just like in my hotel room trying to catch up on press conferences and notes. I think once I get through tonight, then it feels normal because you're just doing one game. But like, you go from eight games in round one to then four, and now you got four teams again. So it's just I've been in a little bit of a routine here that doesn't include a lot of going out. But we do have an extra night here, so maybe that'll be our Saturday plan.
Yeah, it is hard work, but I don't think people realize you put in a ton of work to do that, Evan.
No doubt about it, man. I know it's been
it's hard to call it work, but it's a fun way to earn a living, I'll say that.
You're preaching to the choir, man. I know you've had a busy couple of weeks, so I appreciate you carving out some time with us, buddy.
You got it, guys.